Hi, everybody, and welcome. This is the National Finance, Pacifica National Board's National Finance Committee meeting for October 13th, 2005. Time now is 3:30 p.m., and this is Dave Adelson speaking. I'm the committee chair. Casey McFaul is our secretary. Casey, can you call the roll, please?
Yes. Marnie Tattersall?
Here.
LaVarne Williams? Dave Adelson?
Here.
Casey McFaul is here. Sandy Weinman. Teresa Allen.
Here.
Barudi Bediako. Patty Heffley. Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Mark Roberts. Lonnie Hicks.
Yeah, hello.
Hi,
Patty.
Lonnie.
Hi.
And I believe Patty is here. Patty, can you unmute yourself? Well, Patty, when you do get off of mute, please weigh in so that we can let us know that we have you on.
And I believe Ambrose is here as a guest.
And Ambrose Lane, our interim executive director, is here as a guest.
Girls even exploited the delay case to raise money for liberal politicians. That's wrong. Bad, Ronnie. Bad. Tell Early's wrong.
I guess we're doing ads for Air America now? Yeah, is that why?
Washington, D.C.-based conservative group called Free Enterprise Fund.
Hello?
I didn't turn it off, please.
I think that I would be willing to bet dimes to dollars that legislative races. Teresa has muted herself while she calls.
Her Earl supporters
what is that?
Four times as many Democrats than Republicans.
A federal jury continues deliberations
today
in the case of a traffic cop which ended in the shooting death of a Honduran man in 2002.
I suspect this is KPFT.
Is on trial so can I conduct a little WPSW business poll? We're waiting, or are we on?
Yeah, we're on the stream now. Why don't you go ahead and deal with what you... Well, I'd like to deal with... We will just try and muddle through. The agenda that I sent around had the roll call. And approval of agenda, the approval of minutes if available, the budget calendar, the review of the NSC committee report, the review of available financial reports, if any, accounting standards, including accounting for reserves, setting the next meeting date, and adjournment. And the times associated with those were 5 minutes for roll call, 5 minutes for approval of minutes, 15 for the budget calendar, 40 for the NSC committee report, 45 for the review of financial reports, 45 for accounting standards, setting next meeting date, 5 minutes. This is very difficult. Can we have a motion to accept this agenda, and then we'll consider changes to it?
What's the total amount of time, Dave?
Let me read and see that. 5, 10, 25, 105, 150, 235, 2 hours, 40 minutes.
This is Lonnie. Any chance we can move the financials up on the agenda? I won't be able to stay on too long.
Where would you like it?
Wherever it works. I mean, I don't need 45 minutes.
Let's do it. What if we put it after the budget calendar? Although Baruti was really one of the people spearheading the budget calendar issue, and he said he was going to be arriving late. So why don't we do it before that?
Now, I just sent out the August financials, and if you look at that date, I sent them out yesterday.
Okay.
So I'm sending them out again, but I don't think it gets through net finance very well. So I'm sending it out to individuals.
Okay.
But we haven't had a chance to look at them, so we won't really be able to...
Maybe I can do an overview for you.
Yeah, Lonnie can do an overview for us, and then we can take them up further on our next meeting.
This is Teresa. Let me call to your attention that Sandy Weinman is in a meeting, and he will come on as soon as he's out of his meeting.
Great. Thank you. By the way, Teresa, I think when you clicked off, we got KPFT's air on the call for a while, which made it kind of hard on us. So
I'm sorry.
If you click off, just hang up. Don't
all right. I'm
put
sorry.
It on hold. It's okay.
That's just...
Okay, so... Right. So we've got a proposal to move the review of financials up after approval of minutes before budget calendar and review of the NSC committee report. Anything else?
Patty here.
Go ahead.
When is that setting the next meeting date?
That is the last thing. Maybe we should do that before Lonnie gets off so we're sure that he's available for it.
Good thinking, maybe early on. So
okay, why don't we put that immediately after the review of available financials, because then we will have Baruti and possibly Sandy and possibly others on as well, and that'll be just before, at least at a minimum, Lonnie will be here till the end of the review of financials. Is that okay?
Okay.
Anything else?
Lonnie, just so you know, I don't have this file that you sent yesterday in either of my email addresses, and I'm kidding, refresh on both of them and not finding anything.
Well, it's a big file. It'll take a little bit to arrive. Did you send it to her for KPFA address? It's coming into mine.
SBC for Marnie.
That's perfect. Okay, it didn't get here.
It's just starting to come in on mine.
All right.
Okay. So is there any other additions, changes to the agenda? Okay, so what I have now is after approval of minutes, if any, review of available financials, setting the next meeting date, budget calendar, review of the NFC committee report, accounting standards, including accounting for reserves. And that last is listed at 45 minutes. If we don't have written material or any firm proposals, we may just want to refer that further to working group. So that's the agenda as amended. Is there any further comment?
I would like to say that I have another meeting in an hour and a half, and I would like to attend that meeting if at all possible.
Okay. We'll go as quickly as we can. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none, is there any objection to adopting that agenda as I just read? Okay, hearing none, we'll go ahead with that agenda. The next item is approval of minutes. Jane, I guess you took the minutes last time, is that correct? Jane?
What happened to Jane?
She must have stepped off. Okay, I do not recall seeing those minutes distributed as yet. Am I correct in that? Does anybody else recall them being distributed? Don't all shout out at once. Okay, well then I guess we're going to have to defer that.
What's the date?
Well, we have two sets of minutes. I don't know if we have the minutes from the meeting before last. Hang on a second.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Irregardless.
On the 18th.
Irregardless,
yeah.
Nobody seems to remember seeing them, so I move that we defer them until our next telephone conference.
Is there any discussion on that? Actually, it's a motion to table, so it's not debatable. Is there any?
I just wondered, the minutes from the 18th, I think we've all seen those in detail, I think because Casey sent this out right away, and there was corrections made.
I actually think we approved those
meeting,
but I don't have
corrections were made.
But I don't have the minutes of the last meeting to be able to know whether indeed that's the case.
Those are the minutes you took, Jane.
I didn't take minutes at the last meeting. It was two meetings ago that I took, and I haven't gotten those out to you. So we're actually arrears on that. But
so who took minutes at last week's meeting?
I think Casey did.
Was that you, Casey?
No, the last meeting that you had, I was not on the call. And the meeting, but that wasn't last week, was it? Or does it just seem like longer ago?
And I will tell you exactly. Our last meeting was, I think we had one on the 29th.
Yeah, the 29th. That I was not on that call. I had accreditation.
And prior,
I may have taken them, but I have to look.
And the 18th, those minutes were the minutes that Casey turned. That was our marathon meeting, and Casey turned those around the next day.
Right.
Bravo, Casey.
I believe we approved those on the 29th. I'm almost certain of it. So I think all that remains is the 29th. And there's a motion to table approval of those until our next meeting. Is there any objection to tabling? Okay, Casey, can you note that the minutes we need to approve are the 29th of September?
Yes.
Okay, so the next thing is the review of available financials. Lonnie's just sent us that. I got it in my inbox just now. Lonnie, can you give us an overview in about 10 minutes, and then we'll have time for discussion on that?
Well, you know, yeah, sure, I can do that. The interesting thing about the August financials, as you know, it's 1 month to September, and that would be the close of our fiscal. I think in an email I think I've said, sent out to you folks, I said there's not much difference between the July forecast and the August financial. They're both about the same. In my August financials, I'm forecasting that we'll end up with $874,000 as 853 at this point, but it was 874 in July. But my new August forecast says that this network will end up with an $853,000 surplus against a budget of $1.5 million.
Lonnie, can you just clarify, is that cash or is that just in current year operating what the bottom lines as a aggregate are going to show?
Well, it's against our budget, and
okay.
That budget, as you know, is a combination of the cash and capital plus a normal operating budget, the way we normally do it.
Okay, but that's our shortfall relative to our operating projections.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we were looking for $1.5 million. We won't get it. We'll be short $700,000. And now, what does that mean? Again, I go through my usual litany. If you look at the September board, when the auditor came to a New York board meeting, he recommended what our 1 month, what our year-end numbers ought to look like, and he went through an explanation of why $1.5 million was a number we should shoot for, and it had to do with working capital. 1 month, $1.5 million is roughly 1/12 of our total budget. Well, what does it mean? Missed that by $700,000. Well, it means that the working capital that we need will be off by $700,000. And if you look at prior years, we did better than this. One year we had $1.3 million as our final number. Another year we had $900,000. So $853 means that we begin with less cash and less operating surplus than we had hoped for. The ramifications are that some stations will be just fine because they will have savings from prior years to carry them over. Some stations will not be okay. They'll begin a process of postponing certain bills. They don't have prior year surpluses. So,
Lonnie, could you be specific and tell us which stations and units are in those positions?
Yeah, let me go down the list. KPFA. KPFA will miss, let me just be sure. KPFA had a budget that where it was supposed to end the fiscal year with $260,000, that would be 1 month's operating result. Am I in KRA? Hold on just a second. I'm sorry, that's K. K was supposed to end the year with $260,000. That's approximately 1 month's operating expenses. They will end the year with $149,000, according to this current projection. And it will miss that $260,000 target by approximately $100,000. I went to look at the cash for K in the bank as of October 31st, and what K shows is $704,000.
October or September?
August. We're still trying to get September.
Okay. So this is August 31st?
Yeah, August 31st. Bank balance is $704,000 for K. And people say, why do you get upset? $704,000 sounds like a lot of money. What's the problem here? Well, here's my problem. That $704,000 includes $397,000 they had at the beginning of the year. Take that out of there to see what they actually did for the year, how much cash they're throwing off. take that $397,000. They had that already at the beginning of the year. You're trying to see how they performed during this year, not previous years. That 704 drops down to $307,000 if you take out those prior year results, which should not be included in this year because you're trying to see this year's operating results. Now, when you look at it that way, you know, other folks say, well, we should include all of it, and 704 should count. Well, as an accountant, I don't look at it that way. But to finish my scenario here, is in August, if you take out that 397, which was how they began from prior years, you're down to $307,000. Now, in the month of September, you will need $260,000 of that 307 because you have expenses, of course, in September. That means, on a cash level basis, October 1st, okay, you might have as little as $40,000 to $50,000 in the bank. If you discount that 397, including the 397, okay, would have about $440,000 in the bank, except October 1st, 2005. So anyway, that's where my concern comes from, because it means that each year a station might be nibbling into those savings from prior years. So I monitor it. I'm careful with it. Now, if I look at Kay's budget for this year, for example, 2006, then I say, well, how much from that saving might they be using come September 30th, 2007? Well, you look in the budget, you can tell what they're proposing to use.
2007 or 2006?
2007, that is, beginning this fiscal and ending in September 30th, 2007.
No, that would be September 30th,
2006. I apologize. Right. So you want to know how much of that cash, how much of that prior year surplus will get you. And if that number keeps going down, that's a red flag. You want to look at that. You want to be sure that that works out. Anyway, I do that with all the stations. And when I look at A had a different situation. They began the year with $753,000 already in the bank. And that puts them in a substantially different situation. And, you know, the forecast I have for them is that they will end the fiscal with $377,000 on forecast. That's not bad. That covers their 1 month. A's okay. Even though they might show variance of $55,000. The problem with A is that they over-budgeted because they were trying to use the money for capital. They had $433,000 as a budget target. Well, that's too high. That doesn't match with their monthly expenses, that is, in terms of what they were actually were. So I've always made the caveat with A that they're pretty much on target for that, for on forecast for that goal. I go down to...
excuse me, Lonnie, since you mentioned how much money Los Angeles had in the bank as of August 30th, do you mind mentioning how much money Berkeley has in the bank as of August 30th, roughly?
Yeah, and this is unreconciled, as you know, Marnie. It's just cash in the bank. I want to get the outstanding against it, but they're at $1 million. They're at... $1.1 million, $1,178,000. So their cash position is pretty good.
As of August 30th.
Okay. And out of that, you do want to know how much money of that is from prior year. As we know, $753,000 of that is from prior year.
Right.
So for this year, their net cash throw off is $425,000, roughly. Yeah, you got some bills that may come flying through. Maybe $50,000, $60,000 worth of bills will fly through. But from the way I look at it is, what did KA or any station throw off, earn this fiscal, as opposed to what was earned in prior fiscals? The answer for A would be for about $425,000. My projection is that they'll go down to about $377,000, $380,000 before, when you take out some outstanding checks. So that's my projection for them, $377,000. On a cash basis, what I had in August is $425,000, so the difference is going to be outstanding checks, probably. Anyway, down to T. When I looked at T, remember, forecast numbers can change, because what happens sometimes, the station may have postponed some bills, then spend it in the last month of the fiscal, and that forecast will go down.
or some stations may trying to close realize certain bills weren't accrued or weren't paid, or they may have overstated certain bills. So this is subject to some variability, but I'll go with what I've got. I talk to GMs and business managers and say, you got any bills? What are those bills going to be? Are they going to be the same, different, or larger, or smaller? So I get some sense of how they will go. Now, T on projection, 39,000 against a budget of 108,000. That is to say, they'll come in around 40,000 surplus. Budget call for 1 month, which would be about, for them, 108,000. That means they're off 68,000, 70,000. I'm not worried about T, because T has gotten a new infusion of dollars from CPB. And I won't go into detail on that.
So Lonnie, what was their prior year? What did they have in the bank from prior year? So is this, what was their cash position at the end of August?
They had about 108,000, I can check. But I think they were pretty much close to that 1 month in the bank.
Yeah.
Prior year.
But they had expenses.
Yeah. So what they did is, as I mentioned before, as we've often mentioned before, of that 108, they spent, you know, the difference between the 108 and the 39,000. So that tells you, which is close to 68,000, 70,000. And we've been saying that T's been off 60,000, 70,000, 60,000, 65,000 all year. We've been projecting this. And how did they make it up? Well, they used some prior year funds, that is, from their savings to do it. WBAI. Well, we know the situation there.
What was their prior as of August 30th?
Or WBAI?
Mm-hmm.
WBAI, August 30th, cash in the bank. It's like $360,000. That's W. I have to add up a couple of numbers here because they have three different accounts. I had $420,000 in July. I don't have August figures for WBAI because of a couple of complications connected with their bank. But you can still figure pretty much how they'll end up in July. They had finished the drive in July. We know how much they earned. They earned on paper $503,000, but there was a fulfillment rate that they would net about $393,000. What we have in July balance, July cash, is $421,000. Well, that's about right. They earned $393,000. Other sources got them up to $421,000. But what will happen? When you look at the expenses for I, they're spending about $260,000, $270,000 a month. So in August, that $425,000 becomes, when you pay August bills, $161,000. Then if you pay bills in September, you're in the hole $99,000. That is to say, I's cash shortfall, which we've been saying will be between $100,000 and $150,000, will be about $100,000, probably more because there will be some unpaid bills. So how will I manage, and did manage in the month of September, when, in fact, they were short on the cash flow side by $100,000? Well, we know the answer. They postponed some bills. They didn't pay them. They didn't pay national office, some central service bills that were owed, et cetera, but since they had no cash reserve, this is how they had to do it. Now, what will save I and the rest of the stations that are in a cash shortfall station situation in the month of October? Well, all of this will be covered over and difficult to see because stations go into drive in October, and by the third week or fourth week in October, cash is coming in, and everything looks rosy, but everything is not rosy. Because even though the cash comes in from the drive and from the CPB, you look at these cash balances at the end of October, maybe November, the stations will have received drive monies, and they'll look pretty good. They'll receive CPB monies, and they'll look even better. But come December, when those funds run out, that's when the wall hits the road, or the road hits the wall, or whatever that expression is. And there, you know, we do this every year. This sort of happens that way. I will have the same problems.
Robbie, Lonnie, can I ask a quick technical question? Central service fees are paid on the CPB grant as well as on listener income. Is that correct? So central national office gets 20% of the CSG. Is that correct?
In a station's budget, the revenue is shown and the expense against free speech radio is shown. So the answer is sort of yes and no.
Well, I mean, the 20%, so there's a 20%. Is that levied on, let's take the unrestricted
no,
portion
of the... No, CPP is not part of listener support.
Oh, so you don't get, National does not get a percentage of those CSGs?
No.
Other than the restricted portion.
Only get the 20% of the listener support.
Got it.
And that's different than donation.
So National Office is not, while it gets 20% of the October funds, is not getting a cut of those CSG.
No.
Other than what's in the restricted portion for the national programming.
Yeah, that's part of expenses, so...
Okay, got it. Thank you.
So there's no connection, really, actually. But anyway, but yeah, it's a good question, but no, we don't get part of the revenue. But down and moving down to fifth left T, W. And when you look at W, the projection I have for them is that they would come in against a budget of $153,000, that is 78,000 or so over what they needed. And they began the year, too, with about a one-month, $145,000 in the bank. So you can take the difference. It does matter how much money a station has in the bank at the beginning of the year because we want to isolate how much they earn during the year.
Lonnie, one question about that. If I recall,
It's 198, not 193.
If I recall, W's budget this year included something like $80,000 in surplus prior year funds.
54,000.
Okay, so basically, in terms of the new money that was brought in, if you're projecting 198,
yeah,
it's basically the new money brought in is about in this year
145
is about 145, which
and that is their one month. Yeah, they
so basically, they didn't need that surplus prior year money to get.
They
there.
Actually didn't. Yeah, that's
okay.
Exactly right.
Thank you.
They didn't need it because they. Their expenses were low enough to accumulate the 145. So W's okay. I sort of pass over. Now the national office. Now the national office, I'm projecting that our income will exceed budget by $880,000. And most of that is due to doing fund drives, mail drops. Now why do we do that? Why did we go through all that trouble? Is all that $880,000 going to be, I'm sorry, the budget was $880. The actual was $1 million. We exceeded budget by $144,000, I'm sorry. On the
revenue side.
On the revenue side, exactly. And we needed to for all kinds of reasons, right? Because if a station like I is unable to pay, where are we going to get those funds? So we have to have a surplus income side against those eventualities. And 144 is not a whole lot, given the amounts of money we're talking about. I'm projecting for the national office that we should come in at 268. We're coming in at 208. We're about 59,000-60,000 off where we need to be. But since I did this, we have done a mailing for PRA, and that might. Rebound to both of that between the two, we might balance this off.
But we're already in FYO.
Yeah, we did the mailing didn't hit until September 15th, so I'll have it actually landed September 15th.
Now, can I ask a quick question? You projected in your cash projections that you sent us in June that the national office would end in a negative cash position, i.e., owing about $60,000. Is that still the case?
Well. Right now, I'm projecting that the national office will be off $60,000. One-month requirement. Yes, it's still there.
But
Teresa, may I ask a question?
Go ahead.
Okay. Lonnie, affiliates was projected to raise about $100,000, and they actually raised $125,000, didn't they?
Let me check. Right now, I've got it at $121,000.
121.
Yeah.
But weren't they projected to raise 100?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they were at 21,000 over projection.
Okay. And Ursula submitted a budget, right? I haven't seen it, but I was told that she had submitted a budget. And she wanted some money for a PR campaign to reach out to some more affiliates.
Yeah, but there's a big but here. That is why they were over 21,000 on that.
Uh-huh.
Under on sales by 38,000. So.
They're on sales.
Yes, that is sales to the stations and the CDs. They missed target by $38,000. So the sales to the station is crucial to PRA income. And those sales this year.
But they're not part of PRA. I'm talking about affiliates.
Well,
the affiliates' income goes to the PRA.
It does.
PRA in our present structure.
Yeah. So. You know, what came in one door went out the other, and they didn't do very well in their community events projected income. So they will end the year on the income side down $7,500.
Are you talking about PRA?
Talking about PRA.
All right, why don't you go on, because you haven't gotten PRA yet, so we'll deal with that when you get there.
Well, I'll just finish the national office now. Now, what were the major impacts? I'll stop at this point and talk major impacts on this budget for 2005. Was a $40,000 shortfall at WBAI, resulting in an $80,000 shortfall for the national office in terms of lost.
Wait a second, Lonnie, you said $40,000? Do you mean
$400,000? $400,000, I'm sorry. Forgive me, I just had root canal for the last 2 days. I'm still a little groggy from all the illicit and licit drugs. So it's hurting. My jaw is hurting as I speak. That's why I got to get off the call in a little bit. But yeah, when WBAI or any station, for that matter, misses its revenue target, it has an impact on central service income. For the national office, in the case of WBAI, 20% of $400,000 is $80,000, and it's immediate impact, too. The other impact is, of course, the station has to recalibrate its expenses in order to deal with the shortfall or rethink its revenue target for the remaining part of that year. It's a big deal. $400,000 is huge. What WBAI did is though, some of you recall, because they went into an early summer drive in July and raised $503,000, netting $393,000. That made up for the $400,000, but only apparently, because what happened was they didn't do a summer drive, which they normally do in August. So they really went in July to make up for a spring drive shortfall of the $400,000. But they didn't do their normal August drive, so they really, in the end, still had a $400,000 problem, because the August drive, the summer drive, normally I think they produce $325,000. So they end the year with, instead of $400,000, maybe $300,000 problem. That's not well understood, although kudos to them for getting it together in July to make up the shortfall that occurred in the spring. But it was at the sacrifice of not doing a normal August or summer drive, which they normally do. Finally, those are big impacts on our budget this year. If you were to take the $853,000 that I have projected and add back that $400,000 that we were looking for from WBAI, we would be at $1.3 million, and I would be more relaxed. So we would have gotten close to our target. We'd been missing by $200,000 or $300,000. But that was a major factor operating in budget this year. Now, the other factor that I'll mention operating in budget this year, then I'll quit, is that several stations, in order to balance their budgets this year, in fact, were utilizing funds from their prior year savings. That included A, K, well, I'm going to go through the litany.
A, in this, in 2005, you're saying?
If you look at it from the point of view of, did they get their 1 month? At the end of fiscal right now, I'm projecting, yes, they will. But it didn't look that way a couple of months ago. I'm sorry. They did. They will make their 1 month. But if you look at it as I do from the point of view, did folks make their 1 month without having to utilize prior year funds? Then you want to know, well, how much of this year actually depended on borrowing from prior year? Answer, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000. Now, that's a red flag to me because it said, wait, the station did not throw off enough cash to carry it over to that 13th month, October, and that they borrowed those funds, essentially, from prior year.
But wait a second, Lonnie. They didn't borrow it because none of them spent that money other than WBI. WBI is the only station that spent more than it earned this year.
Yeah, well,
so no other station actually ate into their prior year cash reserve.
No, that's not the case. I know it looks that way, but you take a station like A, originally their cash flow showed there'd be $178,000 short of the 1 month that we were talking about. Remember, cash is different than these budgets. They would borrow it from prior year savings, from the amount they had at the beginning of the year, $753,000. Now, why do I say that I'm concerned. Because even though they finished the year on paper looking like they got plenty of funds, they will have to take that 1 month, or a good part of it, and immediately need it to use it for October. So they didn't, in fact, have the funds to pay September's bills. They are pushed them over into October. Now, if you start paying September bills with October revenues, you've invaded the revenue for the following fiscal year.
Well, okay, this is part of our ongoing discussion.
Ongoing, yes, we are.
Let's keep
moving.
Can
I say something, Dave?
Oh, Baruti, welcome.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
to the call.
I came late.
Casey, can you note Baruti's with us now? Yeah, go ahead, Baruti.
Yeah, I understand part of what Lonnie is saying, but I don't see how if a station didn't meet their 1 month's reserve but still generated an excess, how somehow they're paying September bills with reserve. I'm not clear on that, because if you generated excess, that means you've generated enough money to cover your current commitments.
Well,
so the only thing is that they didn't generate enough money to add 1 month to their reserve, but they fulfilled by the fact that they have more income than they had expenses. They fulfilled, they generated enough income to meet their current commitments.
Well, we go around and around. We have a disagreement on this. But, you know, one way, Rudy, though, is I might send out to you folks the actual bank state cash positions for all the stations.
Well, we can't. The bank statements don't tell the whole picture because, obviously, there are checks outstanding. So that we have that's available is what appears on the financial statements. Because if you have $100,000 in the bank, but you got a check outstanding for $99,000, you don't have $100,000.
Hey, that's exactly my point, Bruce. That's exactly my point. That is, if you show up in the last, part of the fiscal, and it looks like you have a lot of money, that doesn't take into consideration your outstanding checks against. What I'm going to do is.
However, I just want to interject that, Baruti, I welcome, and Lonnie, I welcome all the information we can get. There's no such thing as useless information, and those bank statements would be helpful.
Sure.
So if, Lonnie, you care to do that, I, for one, would welcome it.
Yeah, you want to know, because it's arithmetic when you see a bank statement. Even if the bank statement doesn't include those outstanding checks, Baruti, you at least know what the best-case scenario is, right? You would. Then you go, when you go to the GL, they'll show you any outstanding checks against that bank statement. That's the reconciled bank statement.
It's still helpful information.
Yeah, it is.
This is Marnie. I'd like to get on stack on this.
Okay. Why don't you finish up?
I'm just about finished.
Okay, and then we'll go straight to Marnie. Is that okay, Marnie?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so overall, I think that this year we have muddled through. So I think that this year, what will help this year in terms of what we show here with the forecast and the budget, mind you, is different than how an audit number will look. People always ask, what's the difference? Remember, what we're working with is an operating budget. And when an auditor comes through, the auditor makes adjustments, and that may change those numbers for a variety of reasons. And also, depreciation, in terms of how our auditors do it, is an expense that is not in these numbers at this point. So what is my, I do two forecasts, what our operating number will look like, and you see that before you, the 850, well, the 853 is what I have in August. But you do have depreciation expenses that will have to be added in. Some of it's anticipated in cash and capital, but not all. And you have any write-offs that the auditor might deem necessary in terms of necessary and or allowable. So the audit number will look different. Question, how different? I am never going to be quoted on the radio, but I'll see it on the Internet in 2 seconds. But I think that right now my best guess is that that number on 853 might go down 100,000 or so from where it is, maybe 150. That's just a guess. Don't know.
Oh, I just got an email. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I couldn't help.
Anyway, I'll close by saying that this year, as we close with these numbers, is not separate from next year, because the opening cash for this year is the ending cash. The opening cash for next year is the ending cash for this year. And when I look at the budget and I see how much money stations are purporting and wanting to use from prior years, surpluses or cash, then I want to know how it will end, and I project ahead and say, well, how much will they have in those savings accounts at the end of this fiscal year now, 06? And I think I've spoke to some of that. Anyway, that would be my quick report on August and where I think we might end up in the network and what the, you know, ups and downs, pros and cons of this fiscal.
Okay. First, thank you for that. And I think before we go...
Hello?
Winnie's here.
Anybody else here?
Yeah, we're here.
Oh, okay.
Dave must...
We lost Dave.
I dropped off. Sorry about that. I just wanted to say that, you know, you said we muddled through, but I think we should just take a moment and say that, you know, for the network to have added, even though it fell short, for it to have added another $800,000 to its reserves, give or take, this year was is commendable. It wasn't quite target, but when you consider that we were coming from a place of $4 million deficit just a few years ago, I think we should all at least take a moment to recognize that and thank you and everybody else who was involved in doing that. So I just wanted to say that. It's easy to look on the dark side of things, but this is I still think it shows good progress.
Well, thanks for saying that, Dave.
Thank you.
That was a lot of money we were staring at a couple of years ago.
Yep, and a lot of people did a lot of work.
They certainly did.
So Marnie was on the stack. I have some issues, but I'll defer to other committee members raise their questions. Who would like to be on the stack after Marnie? Don't all shout out at once now. Okay, Marnie and then me and then other people can
right. I've got my list of what I want to ask, but where did that $800,000 number you just mentioned come from? Does that tie to the $703,000 number that Lonnie has in his projection in your CFO report? Did you round it up to 800?
No. On the bottom of his summary, he's got $853,000 total summary actual. That's in the bottom lines. 50 of that.
Oh, that 853. I can speak to that.
50 of that comes from WPFW's surplus prior year use this year. So it's 800,000 in new money, essentially.
No, and that begins to be part of my issue. I'm just sitting here looking at the August financials and just concentrating on KPFA, and the reason and the way that KPFA gets to 377 is because it's got a cash infusion surplus prior year of $356,000. My goodness. Take that out of it, which I would do because I think this is a funny money game the way it's listed out here. KPFA will end up with only $21,000. And I don't understand how we can say that it's going to end up with $377,000.
Hold on. That's not right.
I'm
looking at... Oh, I see. So you're saying that there's 356 $6,000 in surplus
in,
prior
in
year.
In line 334. And you take that line 334 out, and instead of ending up at 377,
well,
KPFA ends up at 21,000. Right,
when
Lonnie?
When did that occur? Because if you look at the monthlies, it's not in any of the monthlies.
It's part of the forecast. It's the forecast to get to the year end. Right, Lonnie?
Right. And Marty's right. That is.
Oh, yeah, there it
right.
is.
Right. So that's huge. And I don't want any KPFA people listening to this call or anyone else thinking that we're in wonderful rolling in green of 377. We are not. This fiscal year is going to end up at $21,000 only. I mean, that's skating on such thin ice.
Okay,
and we were budgeted to come in at 433, and the only reason we get to 21 is because we have grossly underspent in cash and capital. And I got a real problem with the way this 377 shows up here, Lonnie. I have a real problem with it. I know that you feel that the NFC is getting too pissy with you, and I'm sorry about that, but
don't attribute that point of view to me. Earlier, I don't know if you were listening, is the way we got through this year was through utilizing over $420,000, $450,000.
Okay. So that's funny money. And
okay, so just to correct then, if that's true, if there's no, I don't know that there's surplus prior year in any of the other units, I'll look, but if that's true, then we added $500,000 of new money network.
Yeah, that's right. It's not great.
Okay.
And I can only believe this sleight of hand in this spreadsheet, it happens not just to KPFA, but as I say, I'm only concentrating on KPFA.
No, that's not all this sleight of hand. That is sounds pejorative. This is the system this board set up with cash and capital.
It's not appropriate. The surplus for prior year should be
at the
bottom
line. Oh,
that's
the point I made with them many times with this board, saying it's not appropriate to have a cash and capital section like this.
Oh, okay. So we have 60,000. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lonnie. I'm sorry to interrupt.
That's true, Marnie. I pointed that out. Any accountant coming in here will say, look, the cash and capital section is not standard, not appropriate.
Right.
I was voted down.
Well, okay, I wasn't there to vote you down, Lon, but to me and what I did in the way I budgeted and in the way I showed the budget, and I'm not expecting anybody else to follow my methodology, is that surplus prior year thing should come down. First you figure out what the surplus or deficit is for the year, including cash and capital. Then you can throw in the surplus if you need to show something.
I will do that when I make my presentation to the board. I'll
thank
show it.
Thank God, Lonnie. Thank God. And thank you. Only other thing, the other point that I have is that this thing about sending us bank statements, I disagree. I don't think you need to send us bank statements. That is micromanagement. Why should you have to do that? Surely I can rely on the balance sheet that I'm staring at that you sent me for August, which says that KPFA had at the end of August $1,042,838 in the bank. I believe that. I don't need to see a bank statement.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Very much. I wasn't referring necessarily to a bank statement, but the cash position. But your point is well made. It does. Then you want to see the checks, and then you can get into an
everything. No, I don't. I believe your balance sheet. For the end of August, you've got a balance sheet. You say the network had $2.5 million, and you show us how each unit had it. Works for me.
Okay. Thank you very much, Marty. I appreciate that.
Some
of those sentiments.
That's it for me.
Okay. I was next. So when I go back and look, I'm sorry for misstating. If I look at the consolidated for this year, you have 470 in surplus prior year to get to this actual of 853.
Right.
So 470 minus 853 minus 470 means we only added actually 380.
$400,000, and that's when I make my board presentation, I will point that out.
And so that money, that 380 that we added, according to your projections, come from 150 of it come from KPFK, and 150 of it come from WPFW. So those two stations account for 300 of the 380,000.
Oh, we got the amount from KPFA too. Don't forget that.
Well, but as Marnie just pointed out, that's about $20,000 of quote newly raised.
That's not what she was pointing out. She was pointing out the.
No, she said.
Oh, you mean the net cash?
Yeah, the net cash.
Well, yeah, that's concerning.
So the 300 of the, I just want to make sure we're clear that 380K net cash, new cash was generated this year by the network. 150 of it, according to your projections, came from K. 150 of it came from W. and the other units combined for 80 of it with 20.
Yeah, and you want to sort of know, you know.
Okay, hang on. Let me just go on from there. The projection that you have for KPFK's actual surplus is in August, in these August numbers, down to 149,673. That's cell BA497 for those who are keeping score. And last month it was 195,000. And the month before that, it was 258,000, and the month before that, it was over 300,000. So that projection since May has dropped by over $150,000, and it's dropped by $50,000 in the last month. Now, I understood from a comment that Eva made that some of the reason that this is dropping is that the station has opted to make more capital expenditures this year. In other words, it wasn't an increase in operating expenses. It was an increase, at least some of that, is increases in capital outlays. Can you comment on that? Is that true? Are we going into capital, or was this due to rises in operating expenses?
Well, you know, Eva's partially right. There are two or three factors that account for that volatility at K. 3 years ago, Kay did receive a grant, a capital grant, for studio upgrade. And the way accounting works is all the revenue is shown in year one, but you might spend it over the next two or three years. That's called a FASB 117, 116. Crazy rule, but the Republicans put it in. And we are living with it now. Money will know. Nonprofits are the only major ones that are affected. Now, what that means is that you now look like you have expenses without revenue, but that revenue has already been received in the prior year. We get all our grants really fall under the FASB rule now, where if you get revenue in year one, you have to book it all in year one, but your expenses might be spread out over two or three years.
So what you're saying is there might be studio expenses on the studio construction project hitting this year.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's exactly what happened. It was a substantial grant, $350,000, so they had conversation with Eva about it and saying, well, that's a lot of money. Well, anyway, that's part of the explanation.
Okay, so it is the case that that at least some of it is not due to expense bloat, it's to paying long-term capital expenses that aren't recurring expenses.
It's grant. Strictly speaking, it's a grant for capital equipment upgrades on studio items that she was able to start finishing off the spending for it, and this was the last year of spending in that grant area.
And so she discussed it with you, and you authorized that spending.
Yeah, she did get the grant, and the money had already been received two or three years ago, so she's getting around to spending it, and that's fair.
If she's getting around to spending it, does that income was already booked, so it's not coming into this budget?
That's correct.
Got it. Thank you very much.
That's correct.
Anybody else?
That's crazy fast.
This is Patty.
Patty, go ahead.
Jane, I have one.
And Jane.
All right.
Patty and then Jane.
All right, this is a question for Lonnie.
And then we'll go around the horn after that, and hopefully we can put a bow on this and move the agenda.
Yes.
But everybody should have a chance to speak. Go ahead, Patty.
Okay, Lonnie, you projected a shortfall at BAI as of September 05. So did WBI manage to meet its obligations in 05 without outside money? And did WBI make payments to the national office in August and September?
I think I went over it, Patty, but the answer to the second question is no, they did not. They were not able to make payments in August and September in full to the national office. However, continuing to answer the second question, they will get CPB money in the month of October in a week or two, and their drive is underway, so they will be okay on cash for a couple of months. Now, does that mean that WBAI is out of the woods? By no means. As you know, the drive is underway as we speak, in the eighth day, and we're all monitoring that carefully, seeing how it's going. On to whether or not WBAI is out of the woods, I keep saying, no, they're not. How much are they looking for? Well, as you know also, a drive is scheduled for 25 days, and $950,000 is the goal.
25 days is a long time. And maybe they'll make gold before the 25 days, maybe they won't. But as I say, we're in day number 8, so we have to see how that actually goes. So,
how does it look based on how they've been doing in these 8 days?
They're about 25,000 off pace.
But it always goes up at the end.
It goes up at the end. So I remember we went through this the last 2 years where WBI's drive, except for the one with the 400,000, but they drive always in large, you know, 50, 100,000, you know, in the last day or two.
I think all the stations do that.
Yeah, they all do it. They all do it.
Does that answer your question, Patty?
Yes, it certainly does, and more. Thank you.
Always glad to get more. Anybody else?
Can I get on the stack at the end, Dave?
You are the stack, right?
Oh, okay.
Wait, am I right about that? No, Jane. Jane is first.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
I had a question. I answered it. I was trying to see that surplus.
Okay, great. Lonnie, what were you trying to say?
Well, I got 10, 15 more than
Okay, so we'll
go ahead. Mine is not critical to this.
No, go ahead, Broody.
I had just took a quick look back to our balance sheet from the audit report as of September of 2004, and just quickly, we had cash in bank of $1.6 million, and we had accounts payable and accrued expenses of about $1.4 million. So we were just, $150, $160 in excess.
Always $150, Baruti, for WBI at the end of the year.
Right. Well, no. This is the entire foundation.
Oh.
This is for the whole. This is consolidated.
Yeah,
$1.6 million
that's
versus $1.4 million.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know what's. I mean, we obviously need to revisit this at the end of the year. But right now, if you use the September statements, and obviously, use the August. We don't have September. We had $2.5 million in the bank.
Yeah.
Versus accounts payable of $674,000. So.
And how much do we spend per month? $5 million.
But we're going to have some collection.
Wait. What did you say? Our monthly. According to this, our monthly total expenses consolidated is. Hang on, I'm almost there. Total expenses monthly look like, oh, bother. Well, annually it's 15 million, 15.2 actual. So divide by 12, so that's 1.25?
You're leaving out cash and capital.
Leaving out cash and capital.
To add that in, you'll get up to, I don't know,
1.4. Okay, so 1.3. Got it.
But like I said, once we see the final numbers, then I think we will still have made an improvement over our position from last year, because even though we're spending that much money, we are going to have some collections in the month of September. It's not like, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to be all outflow. So
yeah,
I think that we'll
what I worry about is, there's no question that we produced better than having a deficit, you know. We're not going to have a deficit. We'll have $800,000 or so. While we go over the same point over and over again, it's not enough to get us through the next month, which we
right.
0.5 million, so we'll have to take the money out of drive or savings. Anyway, I won't go over that ground again.
Anything else by anybody else before we move to scheduling the next meeting?